Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the Jim Jeffrey Show podcast. We didn't do a show. We didn't do a show this week. We just have to do podcasts because we've got nothing else to do with our time. So welcome to the Jim Jeffrey Show podcast. This one's going to be better than the one we did in Vegas that people were very disappointed in. We were a little hungover in that one. We'd like to apologize.
I know people were mad at me because I spoke that much. I was like, it wasn't that I wanted to speak that much. You were just a little tired.
I was just a little tired.
And so we gave you guys a free fucking podcast.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to it. Whatever you want. We didn't read any ads. I don't think we read any ads.
No.
So what do you want from us? Yeah. Anyway, look, tour dates. Come and see me. Oh, this is me now. It's on Netflix. September 14th, the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver. That's this weekend. I think it's almost sold out. It's very close to sold out. Chicago Theatre. That will sell out, but it's not sold out yet. September 28th, Chicago Theatre. October 12th, the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando, Florida. And October 13th at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. Is that the same gig? That's on a different towns. One's basically my...
Yeah, it's Fort Lauderdale, basically, yeah. Hollywood.
And also, I have the Madison Square Garden gig, not the main arena. Is Jack? I said to Jack, I'm playing Madison Square Garden. He goes, "Oh, you're only playing the small theater." The small theater is still a 7,000 seat theater. But Jack's like, "Oh, I thought you were playing the main bit," and I'm like, "No, I'm
not impressed, Jack.
Not impressed, Hackett." Right. So anyway, so that's what's happening in my life there.
What do you know the date on that? I'm looking it up. November 11th?
November 11th, and that's already on sale. And that's
November 10th, sorry.
November 10th. Now, also that's gone on sale right now, and this just went on pre-sale, it's the other day, my full Australian tour in December. I will be touring Perth, Adelaide, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, and we're thinking about adding our show to Hobart if we can crunch the numbers or if I can be bothered to go to Hobart.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, Hobart. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, you love Hobart.
I like Hobart. Yeah, yeah. That was the best seafood pizza.
The problem is we got to bring down because it's an arena tour, and we got to bring down all of our equipment stuff, yeah. And all the truck stuff have to get on a boat, and it just may not make sense to go. But we may still come and visit Hobart. So if you're in Hobart, maybe it'd be easier if you just flew to us.
People have asked about that tour in Australia online, whether there's going to be the VIP meet and greet. I believe there is.
I believe there is, but the Australian tour, I always cut loose. The VIP meet and greet I will be drunk in a bar near the venue. So that's the best place to find me.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to sell your extra VIP tickets. You can pay money or just go to the bar.
No, I believe that. Now, in the studio, in our conference room now.
People have asked too, I'm doing my own shows. I don't have those set yet. I believe there's going to be some in Melbourne and some in Sydney, and I think that's going to be it for my own shows, but I'll let you guys know.
So. I did a day of press for the Australian tour, which was just like midnight our time. They do these things where like the networks in Australia own a room that's, I'm not kidding you, is 8 foot by 6 foot. It's like the room, like Channel 9 in Australia just own this little room. And behind it is just a green screen. And behind you, they put the Hollywood sign, like you're sitting up in the hills chatting to them. And there's just a camera. And someone comes in. There's one person who works there. And he's also the security guard. He also like, do you need any makeup? He puts some powder on you, right? And then you sit in the chair. He shoves an earphone in you and goes, good luck. And then you hear someone in Australia going, are you there, Jim? All right. And that's how I did all the late night shows in Australia. I just fucking did them like that. It was very bizarre. Anyway, speaking of Australia, before I better introduce everyone. We got Forrest Shaw here. We also have Tommy Caprio, who's here. Tommy, who's our line producer. Is that the name we call you?
Yeah, I'm a co-executive producer, line producer. I'm working in digital now. What about everything?
He works in everything.
As Tommy says, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yep,
in
that's
digital.
What I came in the other day, grabbed my belt, and said, "Fellas, there's a new sheriff in town."
And I just stole this belt from him.
And then I took the belt off and beat Luis with it.
Our HR department took his belt off in my office and beat Luis with it.
That's a me too. It's like, who else would like a beating? Me too.
Me too. His mom asked about how his first day in the digital department was. and he told him that he got hit with a belt.
Oh, Luis is now working in digital?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was working a little bit last 10 episodes and part-time, and now he's full-time in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About mums. Now, I have to make a shout-out. My mother, who we've spoken about many times on the podcast, a painful woman who I've had to purchase a chair for, she rings me up the other day and she goes, I had a friend ring me up and say that I should not listen to the podcast because of all the horrible things you say about me. And I said, well, Mum, I can't. She goes, what have you been saying? And I said, Mum, I don't know. I know we've mentioned you. I don't think anything's like really super mean. I don't know.
We've mentioned you in long-winded stories.
Yeah, we've mentioned you in long-winded stories. I go. It's not as bad as the stuff I've put in my comedy specials. You know, like I've had Up Gunter Up. I've said really horrible shit about my mum on comedy specials. I've had one of the most famous Australian comic actors, Maga Sabansky, depict her in a film as being a miserable fat woman who is in hospital all the time. Like, I've been pretty harsh to my mum through my career. I feel it's weird that this is the moment she's decided to ring me up. Anyway.
Does she know who's on the podcast?
I go. What are you? No, she doesn't know how to download a podcast. Yeah. She's not at that stage of technology yet. She's already on. If she could, she's all over this. Like a fat kid in a cupcake, right?
It's not hard either.
Yeah, no, don't tell her.
Well, she's not listening.
Anyway, so what happened? I said, well, who told you I said bad things about your mum? Because she goes, I haven't even listened to it. I won't listen to it because I don't want to hear the things you're saying. And I said, you can't listen to it because you don't know how to download it. Yes, how do you download it? Anyway, so she rings me up. I go, so I thought maybe it's one of my cousins being a dickhead, you know, stirring. Or maybe it's my brother, probably me brother, right? And I go, was this fucking Scott? Did Scott fucking do this? Did Scott fucking ring you up and say, well, Jim's saying mean things about you on the podcast like that, right? Causing a little bit of family trouble. And then she goes, no, it's Dee Dee. Now, Dee Dee, if you're fucking listening.
Who's Dee Dee?
I've never heard of fucking Dee Dee in my entire life. Dee Dee. Dee Dee's getting a fucking shout out, right? Now, Dee Dee, my mother did an arts and crafts thing where she learned how to make Christmas cards or just greeting cards, right? She did this course with Dee Dee. I said, who's Dee Dee? Oh, her name's Deirdre or Denise. No, her name's Denise. She's about 70 years old, but she acts like she's 40. And she likes to call herself Dee Dee. Like that, right? Mum, obviously. And allegedly, I said, well, why the fuck is Dee Dee listening to the podcast? Oh, Dee Dee's a big fan of yours.
She also knows how to download podcasts.
Yeah, she's hip, Dee Dee. Right? Yeah,
she acts like she's 40. That's what people do at 40. Yeah.
So Dee Dee is a frenemy of my mother, right? Who listens to the podcast and watches my comedy and then finds Dee Dee, you fucking bitch, right? Dee Dee finds, I know you're listening because you're an avid fucking listener and everything. Why don't you ring up my mother and make more trouble for me right fucking now? Because she rang up and she started off the phone conversation with, oh, your son's so funny. I listen to the podcast he does every week. It really gets me through the traffic. I really think you're... Where are you going, Dee Dee? Why are you in traffic? You're an old lady. Stop acting like you're 40. Just fucking go and there's not peak hour. Anyway, she goes, when I'm sitting in traffic... I loved all Australian women sound like this to me. By something. When I'm sitting in traffic, I like to sit and listen to your son. He's so funny. And then she goes, but mind you, Carolyn... My mum's name's Carolyn, right? Yeah, yeah. She goes, but mind you, Carolyn, I wouldn't listen to one of the podcasts if I was you. Oh, he says
some shit started.
Yeah. He says some jokes about you that might upset you. So if I was you, I wouldn't listen to it.
And like, in your mum's head.
Yeah. Thank you, Dee Dee, for warning a fucking 250-pound woman who doesn't move from a chair. What's the worst thing could fucking happen to her? She could just sit there and watching TV and her life could keep fucking going. The world would keep spinning until you, Dee Dee, you fucking shit stirrer, fucking ring me mum up and fucking put that in their mind.
Well, we could use the downloads. I mean, I'm always encouraging people to listen to the podcast. Your mom's probably already like gone on a YouTube video how to download a podcast.
No, but you know what's happening now? You know what's happening now? I said to mum and I said, well, I'm gonna fucking mention Dee Dee. I thought I thought, oh shit, stir, mum. I said, I'll mention fucking Dee Dee on the podcast, mum. I'll mention her. You've really let open a can of worms here, mum. But in fact, what are the fuck? Because I'm buying her plane tickets, first class plane tickets to my brother's wedding in Perth in November.
I was just gonna ask you about that.
I'm buying her fucking first class plane tickets, and I'm thinking, because the thing about like having a bit more money than your parents and buying them things every now and again, you can lord it over them and try to you can use it as an excuse to manipulate their feelings and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Another thing is any young couple that's expecting a child, oh, your life's going to change. You think your parents are in charge of you and they can still make you feel bad? No, you're in charge of them. As soon as that child comes out, as soon as they raise their voice even slightly, you go, that's it, you're not seeing the grandchild, and they fucking grovel. They grovel, the elderly grovel about the grandchildren. You can really hold it over and manipulate them and make them feel bad. Anyway, my manipulation has been money. And so what I do to my parents, I said, okay, you can come over to Perth and I'll pay for it. And then I thought, why is mum stirring shit up right now when I haven't even bought the plane ticket? This isn't an opportune time for her to start shit. Right. But she still fucking did it. So I said, that's it, mum. I'm going to mention fucking Dee Dee in the podcast. I'm going to mention Dee Dee and she's going to fucking shit stirring, trying to get me in trouble with me bloody mum. And then mum goes like this, oh, I hope you do, right? Because mum wanted to fight back with Dee Dee, because obviously Dee Dee's a bitch, right? Mm-hmm. Mum wanted to fight back with her, but then she just went, oh, well, I don't really listen to the podcast. And then she manipulated. She rang me up and she went, I'll do is I'll tell Jim and then he'll mention it on the podcast. Now, this is where mum's made a grave error. She thought I'd just tell Dee Dee to fuck off, but now I've mentioned too much. I've mentioned the fact that mum thinks that Dee Dee thinks she's younger and that she calls herself Dee Dee and she's in her 40. So checkmate, you two old women, go fight Sydney. Enjoy yourself. You both started to try to start shit with me. I'm going to sit back here in America. No fucking problem. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dee Dee.
All right.
We'll check in with Dee Dee next week.
Well, you can find out when you go to the wedding.
Oh, there's going to be a Dee Dee update, because Dee Dee, you won't let this. You don't. Hey, Dee Dee, I dare you. Don't let this rest. You don't want this. Yeah, I said to my mum, I said, why does Dee Dee even listen to the podcast if she thinks I say such horrible things? And she goes, oh, no, Dee Dee really likes it, like that, right? And now my son, that's his catchphrase at the moment.
That's where,
when I go, what's that like? And Hank goes, Dee Dee really likes it.
Well, how did he hear it?
Because it was on Skype. He loves it when me and my mum are yelling. When you and Nana are yelling at each other, he just thinks that's heaven. he thinks that's funny. From the beginning of the phone call, when I'm like, press the camera button, press the camera button, press the camera button. No, I can't see you. Now I'm looking up your nose. Please don't eat on Skype. What are you eating for? Why would you do that? No, I'm not bringing you chocolates. You're a diabetic.
Dee Dee, please feel free to email us at jeffreyshowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah,
thanks.
Dee Dee, who's Dee Dee? Yeah, Dee Dee. Yeah, Dee Dee, email the show. And hey, Dee Dee, I'm coming to Sydney in December. Come to the show.
VIP meet and greet.
I'll get you in the VIP meet and greet. It's a long line, but you seem to act younger than you are. You'll enjoy the exercise. Anyway, my bookie had mid-roll. Yeah. I have to read this.
You can't write stuff in that, Jim. It's not supposed to read.
Anything in red, don't read.
I don't read anything in red. Don't be sarcastic, Jim. People always ask me for advice. This isn't true at all. No one asks me, not even Jack.
No. I mean,
I've made myself Jack's mentor without his request. I've tried to mentor this young man against his will. All right, people always ask me for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. Yeah. Never happened.
I've never asked you that.
I know a little bit about baseball. I used to know a lot about Australian Rugby League, and I know a little bit about the English Premier League. That's it. What sport are we talking about?
Oh, all of them.
All right. The truth is, I don't know who's going to win. I have no idea. That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
But you're being honest.
If you think you know, you got to check out mybookie.com. Oh, that's a full stop, is it? Or is that a dot?
No, I think it's just mybookie. Yeah.
You got to check out my. Oh, so I don't say dots at the end of sentences.
Sorry, I should have put that in there.
No.
Because I thought it was myboogie.com.
Usually people say period, but not dot either.
Yeah. The period's silent. You don't want to say that period.
I always tell people to bet with mybookie dot. I always tell people to bet with mybookie. Trust me, guys. Dot with a little thing falling at the bottom. They are always your best bet this season. They've been in business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Not to mention they have in-game live betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business. Plus, your fantasy, for you fantasy guys out there, mine's a black man with abs. What's your fantasy name?
Same, pretty much everybody. Yeah. So that.
Plus,
what's his name from Queer Eye? What's his name?
I thought we decided on Michael Yeoh last time.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a bit of Asian and a bit of black, and you feel like he'd be a gentle lover. And then he'd tell you about things that are happening in entertainment. That's always fun, and we can all agree.
He's got a new SiriusXM show.
Anyways. Oh, yeah. Plus, for you fantasy guys out there, Michael, we're talking to you. You can even bet the over/under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. So lay down some cash and win big today. You win, they pay. They put that in capitals.
Yeah.
You win, they pay. My bookie is slammed with new
betters.
Betters.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Big word.
I've never seen the word betters like that. I would have put betters with ER on the end.
Yeah.
Bettors? I've never seen that.
It can be both, I think.
It doesn't matter because I'm not even reading this. This is just an opinion. My bookie is slammed with new betters and wants to give everyone the best service possible. If you're willing to deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern time, they'll give you an additional $25 free pay on deposits over $100. Join now and my bookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code Jim Jeffries, that's JIMJEFFERIES, when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free pay. And that's American. That's MyBookie, MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code Jim Jeffries when creating your account to claim the bonus. You pay, you win, you get paid.
Yeah.
Boom.
Very natural.
Well, MyBookie. Why am I not doing voiceover work? Now, this is something I've wanted to talk.
What? Okay, go ahead.
I've been upset about this for a while. Okay. I was in Hawaii.
Do you really want to talk about it? Or you just
I do. I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
I was in Hawaii.
Tommy, you're contributing a lot to the show.
And this has been. Well, we've had a break, so a lot of stuff have happened to me. The D incident and other things. I went to an Outback Steakhouse. Now, you can comment, Tommy.
I actually went to an Outback Steakhouse too last week.
Yes, and
I've been to one before.
I went to one once in Atlanta with Jack. That was my first experience. My second experience is going to one in Hawaii, and it's got me upset. I wanted to get into voiceover work. I think I have an interesting sort of voice, unique voice that you'd recognize if you heard it. Why the fuck am I not the voice of Outback Steakhouse? I want all the people who's listening to the podcast to tweet about this. We want to drum up a lot of now I know the obvious reasons. The blatant drug use and the alcoholism.
Yeah.
Right. Now I know.
Well, I mean.
I know that you don't want me to be the face of Outback Steakhouse. That's why I should just be the voice. Because the Bloomin' Onion isn't going to sell itself.
What do you want them to tweet?
Just fucking make Jim Jeffries the voice of Outback Steakhouse.
You got to come up with a catchy hashtag.
Hey, Outback Steakhouse, if you're listening, if you're one person, I don't even want a lot of money. Just pay me whatever the other cunt was getting.
What's their slogan?
This is what I'm saying. When you're at Outback, you're having a good time.
Or like, isn't right? it like when that's you're here, it. Your family or something?
Yeah, no, that's that Applebee's.
I took a picture of my Outback because I was excited about it.
Yeah.
I was going to send it to you because I think I remember you tweeting something about why am I
not the voice? Now, the guy at the moment, they've got, here in the Outback, we got a blooming onion. We got a thing. We got a... That guy's shit. That guy's fucking shit. I will do...
No rules, just right.
What?
That's what they say.
No rules, just right. Outback Steakhouse. Have yourself a blooming onion. I'm Jim Jeffries. Outback Steakhouse.
You're not going to say I'm Jim Jeffries.
Yeah, I will.
It's a PSA. I'm Jim Jeffries.
Want
things done your way, this right.
You might remember me from several meals like lobster rolls. Meat pie. Now, I'm also going to tell
Outback. They have a new tagline, done right.
Outback I'm also going to tell the Outback right. Steakhouse. Now, I'm not telling you how to run your business, but one thing. Try to put one, just one Australian item of food on the fucking menu.
Yep.
Just one. There's nothing Australian on it. Just put a meat pie as a starter or a Lamington as a dessert. Just a little bit of effort.
Some Vegemite.
They have Foster. They have one Australian beer. Put another Australian beer on. Put it on a Tui's or a VB or a 4X. Go for it. Right.
They also have lobster that's not even Australian. They just
have that. We have crayfish. We don't even have lobster. Doesn't even grow in Australia.
But you do have round little steaks, don't you?
A filet mignon. Yes, we have them.
They have them everywhere.
Yes, yes, yes. Our cows are anatomically the same as yours. Yes.
Queensland chicken and shrimp pasta.
Okay, here's one
from Queensland.
Here's the thing for you. Just keep the menu the same, but maybe just call the shrimp prawns. Just a little bit of effort.
How about the Great Barrier Combo?
Use the word prawns.
Yeah. Lobster
right.
stuff.
Just make the lingo. Shrimp. They don't say shrimp on a Barbie, right?
We don't. We said that in a commercial so that you guys would understand. We used to call them prawns.
Yeah, Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan said it in an advert, we'll throw another shrimp on the back. It was to assimilate with you people.
I actually told parents that during the dinner. I said, you know what? They don't even say shrimp on a Barbie.
No, we don't say it.
Like, now that I've been to Australia, I've never really actually looked at the Max Dick. It's the least Australian thing ever.
You've eaten a lot of Australian food.
It's just all names.
We're trying to get Jim the job.
Alice Springs chicken quesadilla.
Because quesadilla.
Alice Springs is like...
Yeah, the least Mexican place on earth. Okay, no, it's wonderful
Kookaburra
food.
Kookaburra wings.
Wonderful food. Love the menu. Couldn't have had a better time.
Is the
time.
Food good? Oh, yeah.
But I would very much... Wonderful, wonderful. Because yeah. I will, by hell or high water, I will be the voice of the Outback Steakhouse.
Sydney Shrooms.
Now, did you say that you would take the same amount of money as the other guy?
I'll take the same amount of money. I need to see his contract so they don't try to lowball me, but I will. I'll take the same amount of money for the first year. Let's see if the campaign's successful. Mm-hmm. I think it will be.
New Zealand lamb.
Now, here's the thing. Americans, I think that you all sound the same. So yeah. Would it even know, anyone even know?
Well, I do know that one of the Flight of the Conchords once was the voice. Jermaine was once the voice of the Outback Steakhouse, and he's from New Zealand. Yeah. I remember being offended by that.
Here's a classic side. It's called classic side dish. Chicken tortilla soup.
What the fuck are they classic doing? Australian dish right there. Classic.
But you know what I mean? Like there is some cultural appropriation problem there where I'm a little bit like when I look at it like, all right, you can't just throw a boomerang on the wall and then say you've nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they have a Joey menu.
If you went to what we called an American restaurant in Australia and we were like San Francisco Vegemite toast.
Yeah.
You go, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah. Deep dish Vegemite sandwich.
I went to Italy a couple years ago and I got this pizza. It was called the Americano and it had sliced up hot dogs and French fries on it. And I was like, this is what the rest of the world thinks of it. It was just dog shit.
Yeah, but that's kind of true.
Yeah, it was totally true and it was delicious.
It was good. I bet you it was awesome.
So good.
I bet you it was the best thing ever.
Jim, you remember in Atlanta when the waitress didn't believe your Australian accent was real?
Yeah, she didn't believe me. I went in there and she goes, I've heard better.
she never said, accent.
Like, because other people have gone in there and tried to do Australian accents to her. And she's like, no, I've heard better. This one's no good. I'm like, oh, all right.
So, everybody, that's Jack Hackett on the mic. Last time we heard from Jack on the podcast, we were in Vegas. And what happened? Jack, you linked up with somebody on Bumble?
Yeah, matched with somebody on Bumble.
What was her name?
Oh, what was her name?
Good.
Her first name, her last name was Fish. Her first name was Cat.
Yeah. So
how'd that go?
She said, come visit me where I work, which was a strip club.
Yeah.
And she was very good looking.
Well, see, the thing was
in the photos.
Jack and I, we went and had dinner, and then Jack was like, she said, I'm working, but how about we meet up later? And Jack's like, what do I say? And I said, say yes. This is what the whole point is. And then he was texting back and forth with her, and he's like, it's going well. And then it wasn't until hours later when we were like walking to the gig. That were like, let's see a picture of her. And it was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I don't think she's real.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably really is. I mean,
She was out of my league and I'm famous.
Yeah.
Better looking than you.
But didn't he change his bio to say like, I'm in Vegas with Jim Jefferies, come party with us?
Oh, no.
It said, I'm here till Monday. Villa parties every night.
We're going to have villa parties every night.
When you told me that, I was like, oh, fucking.
So you got
kick your ass. Yeah.
So somebody saw that and was like, there's like this sucker. And if you look at Jack's profile, he's just being an idiot on it. Like, ooh, I'm goofy. And then this woman, I remember you said something, Jim, you're like, this woman will tear you apart.
Eat you alive.
If she's real. Eat you alive. Yeah.
She had like a,
if
she
she's
had
real.
A pit bull on a chain.
So what happened?
Did you like thigh high boots? And fucking midriff, and it's like this.
So what happened, Jack?
We went to the strip club.
I went along with you to the strip club because I thought you were going to go by yourself. And I was like, you can't go by yourself. Mm-hmm. I need to be there. So I took a bullet and went and had a lap dance.
So we went there, we show everyone
you are a great
pictures
mentor.
Of her. And they go, we've never heard of this person or ever seen her before. And I went to the bar, they didn't know. So I was like, ah, shit.
Does anyone
catfished again?
But wait,
this
didn't
all
you,
makes me so uncomfortable.
One of my favorite was we were at the strip club and Jack had like, you know, when they come and sit on your lap and they're like, hey, you having a good night? What are you up to? Blah blah blah. They're just waiting to see if you get a dance and then if you don't. And then Jack had a couple of dances, but he cleaned his wallet out, right? And he was sitting there and he's like, this girl sits in his lap and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And Jack's like, I don't really have any money, like that, right? And then I just slipped 20 into his hand. He's like, oh. Have a dance.
Oh my god.
Like I gotta tell you, I had some bosses when I was your age. None as fucking cool as me. I never remember a guy fucking sleep. But also this whole idea of like we're having villa parties. I'm with Jim Jeffries, we're having villa parties. Do you reckon like back in the day, like if the Memphis Mafia, like all of Elvis's guys had Bumble?
Oh,
oh
my god.
How shitty that would have been. Like, come to Gracelands. He's asleep
party
by 8.
Party all weekend in Graceland.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's asleep by 8, but if anyone would like some fucking...
If anyone wants to take a picture of him next when he's passed out.
Yeah, if anyone wants a Xanax the size of a Mentos.
Didn't he just have someone come out with a book recently about him? Like one of his girlfriends just
Jack?
Wrote a book? No, about Elvis. Yeah. I'm just as you said.
There's always someone.
Well, one book just came out, and she was talking about like his regimen of pills and his eating habits were just.
Oh, I don't know.
Spooky.
Yeah, no, he wasn't good towards the end.
The one thing about the catfish though thing is like once you hear it, you're like, how would that get anybody?
The next day,
Jack was like, she's still texting me.
Yeah,
number one, it's not a she, probably at this point.
She's like, I got off work at 6:30. I didn't see you.
Yeah, but you were like still like into it.
No. We thought that what it was
people trying to get people into the strip club, like single lonely men to come into the strip club.
Yeah, do you
that
have
probably,
that?
That actually is a great campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because in Vegas, if you don't know, if you've never been, in Vegas, it's like $50 to get into a strip club, whereas normally it's either free or $5 or $10. It's not. Yeah. It's like $50 to $70 to get in these strip clubs in Vegas.
You know what's funny? The strip clubs in Vegas are like, come to our strip club, come to our strip club, gaining out cards, come to the strip club, come to the strip club. And then when you show up there, it's like they don't want you there. They're like, how many people are there? All right. Stand over there. They start treating you like shit. They start negging you. So you're like, please let me in. Like the whole time is they're like, come.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, please let me in.
Right. Yeah, and like anything, they make you wait outside to make it like there's more people in there.
You go inside and
I'm
it's
at
empty.
The point in my life when I refuse to wait online for anything.
Mm-mm. No.
Definitely pass.
In and out.
And I'm not famous or anything, but you.
No, I'm not. I wasn't getting any fucking treatment there.
Jack, do you still have the messages?
No, she unmatched me.
And then what's what? That means they all disappear.
How does your catfish unmatch you? Like, oh, this is going nowhere.
Because I was onto him.
Were you? Yeah. You went to a strip club.
A real primate dick.
You texted for 3 days after you found out you're being catfished.
I'm on you.
I know you are. I feel like with you, Jack, it's going to be like, you know, when you drink a lot of alcohol and you hold it in, and then you have a piss. And then all of a sudden, you're pissing every 5 minutes. I feel like the next person you fuck, then it's just going to be just pussy after pussy after pussy. I feel like
you're breaking the seal.
You're going to break the seal. The next woman you're going to fuck, and then it's just going to be like, I've got bored of her. And then another one, like that. Yeah, it's going to be
like.
And
you're going to get in a rhythm. And then you're going to feel confident. And then you're going to get your heart broken.
Yeah, then you're going to meet one that you're going to fall in love with, and she's just going to dump the shit out of you.
Right. And then you're going to get hardened.
Yeah.
And then you start to.
And this is your future, Tommy Caffrey.
And then you're going to come into my office and you're going to be like, bitches be something or something like that.
And then
bitches be
tripping asking for your advice.
Yeah, and I'll be like, I'm in love, Jack. Don't speak to me. And then I'll get dumped and then you'll be in love.
Just
and then I'll come into
it,
your
Jack.
Room.
There's someone for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you will. Well,
there's some guy I'm trying to find.
You're going to find the Ariana Grande or Pete Davidson. It's coming, man.
Thank you.
That's the only love story I know these days. That's the Romeo and Juliet of our current generation.
There's some guy that I guess is like, I'm trying to find his name right now, that is one of these people that helps guys get laid with those guys.
You know, with the books and stuff, and those are the
he's
worst.
He's like Will Smith in Hitch.
Yeah, he's a how-to-get-laid guy.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I bet you he's a wanker. You wouldn't get the nice girl. You'd get fucking douchebags. Douchebags attract douchebags. I dated a douchebag, and then all she does is fuck douchebag. I've dated several douchebags. So any of my ex-girlfriends who are listening, it's all of you.
He teaches the School for Scoundrels classes, and he thinks he can get anyone laid. Jack has got to be the best test to prove
this
that.
This sounds like a great digital project.
That was a movie. It might be. I think it's a YouTube channel.
You mind
channel.
If we do this, Jim?
Yeah, no, no, I don't mind.
If I were to, we call this guy, hire him, do this as like a side project with just
Jack.
Yeah,
the show might even throw a little bit of money at it, Jack. So,
what's
going to
happen?
I have the ability to do that in my position, and we put a little money to pay this guy and put him to work and record this whole process.
Well, the guy will do it for free, but you're meant to be working for me, right? But we'll buy you the outfit that the
guy
tells
you to do. But I don't know if this guy's the best guy.
We'll find the best, and then we'll have like an 80s montage, get outfit ready for Jack on his big
he
date.
He just spins into a new outfit.
Yeah. And we're all like shaking our head. Nope, that's not the one, Jack.
And there's like some song playing over with the montage.
Very 80 montage.
And then we're like all sitting outside the dressing room.
Song is like, let's get to work. Let's work. Clean clothes.
And he comes out. We all shake our head the same time. No.
Yeah, yeah. You keep coming out of the dressing room like, no, no. And then we all look at each other in the outfit. And we
that's
go up and down. That's
the one.
He gets a haircut and he spins around in the chair. We're like, thumbs up.
He tries on different types of facial hair. Oh my god, yes, let's do this.
Yes, I think that's a great project.
How about speed dating with Jack? But there's the only person you're doing it is with Jack. So there's like just women, they go on.
Yeah, we can set up all this stuff. I mean, I have plans for Jack to do something every weekend for the show.
We're doing nothing show related. Zip digital lighting. From now on. Just
he's gonna get his own,
to get,
he's get his own spin-off show.
I'm telling you, the swag coach would be a good one, man. I'd love to have someone do that for me. I don't have any fucking swag myself. I don't know what I'm doing. Outside of a if I just walked into a bar right now, I would not know how to talk to a fucking girl. It's been that long since I've done it outside the realm of being a comedian.
Right.
Or meeting a girl at a party.
Or outside
or
the realm of like using a setup site. I don't know.
Well, like if you're a comedian, you get off stage and you're like, you were just on stage. Now you can talk.
I can hit on like if you had a female friend that we were at a dinner, I could do that.
Mutual parties.
Mutual parties and events. But I couldn't just go in with you guys into a bar and there's a group of girls and walk over and go, hey, I used to be able to do that.
The thing, people would know who you are. You can charm people to bar and make them laugh, but you're right, if like they didn't.
No.
It's not easy to be like, what's that one liner you get people, because girls make you feel like you're a creep if you talk to them in a public place.
Oh, you know what I hate? I hate women.
All right.
There's
all
a soundbite.
Thanks for listening to the Jim Jeffrey Show podcast, everybody.
I hate women who, when you're in a bar and you go up and you sort of, it's a crowded bar and you sort of get your way into the bar and then you're staying next to a very ordinary looking girl and you just smile like, because you're just bumping past someone like, oh, excuse me, sorry, like that. You give like, or you just go, hi, you're not hitting on this person at all. You don't have any intention. And they give you the as if look. They go, and then you feel like going, no, fuck you. I wasn't attracted to you. You don't get to give me that look, but they still do it. Now, Jack.
Yes.
How does that feel when everyone looks at you that way?
Oh, everyone in the room right now is giving me that look.
No, Jack. All
right. If you're uncomfortable right now, this is never going to work.
Okay, there's two things. I don't like picking on you like this because I think you're a very nice young man, so I'm not trying to... Now, this is what you meant to do is... There was a hairdo that you had in Vegas that was crazy.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I couldn't keep it up.
Was that like a...
No, you kept matting it down because you were uncomfortable with it.
I couldn't keep it up.
He had his hair normally parked, and then you put...
He went like this, and it all bouffant like Elvis.
Yeah, and you look great.
You look great, and your outfit...
We were on mushrooms, but it looked great. Like, it was like...
Mushroom risotto.
Mushroom risotto, yep.
Yeah, I never take.
You guys
it
all no, thought yeah. it looked good.
I was on mushrooms.
You're all like, you're so Trisotto. Handsome. No,
there was girls in the room who all agreed. They were like, isn't he handsome? They were older than Jack. They were looking at him. Yeah, there was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
I thought you said he was dressed like a young Republican. Like
that was one night. Oh, one night he was, and then another night he kind of did it something with his hair, and then you kept matting it down. You were uncomfortable.
Take your hat off.
Terrible. Right.
Man, you know what I would do for that?
Put your hat back on.
Stop making faces.
No,
you always make these faces. When we FaceTimed that girl, you started making the same face.
It's voluntary. It's
a nervous twitch he's doing or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I just remembered.
You know what I would do for that hair?
Yeah. I'm just going to give you things right from here, right?
Okay.
Jack, that top pocket in a shirt is not to be used for anything.
Yeah, yeah. Phone, pen, get that shit out of there.
That's just so
nothing. It's like stereotypical.
Number one, don't use it for anything. Number two, avoid trying to have one.
Yeah, yeah. Don't wear shirts with pockets.
Yeah, you don't need a shirt. What is that pocket? And if it is, it's like a little scrap
like a
of paper with a phone.
You need to get
him
a pocket protector.
You know what my favorite part was? I forgot was before we went to the strip club. We were like, all right, Jack, how are you going to approach her? And he was like standing like slouched over. And we're like, you got to look better. And he couldn't stand and look like decent. So we tried to teach him how to lean on a bar. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he couldn't lean on a bar. He was like just awkwardly leaning at like 90 degree angles.
I don't know what's more interesting is them giving him advice. Like, because, like, you know, imagine trying to teach another grown man, like, no, you got to lean on the bar like this. Like, what is a cool.
I was trying to. He couldn't stand comfortably. So it was like lean on the bar.
But. Also, the idea that me and Forrest are swagger coaches.
Yeah, that's.
Like,
yeah,
the idea that you're being taught by, like, not great examples.
Well,
like,
there's shit. A segment. Yeah. We have someone teach you and then you teach somebody else and now we got a show.
I've got no game.
I felt like I had game teaching you try it, Adelina. Yeah. I was like, wow, I guess I'm better than I think.
You did it again at the rap party from the last 10 and I was watching him lean against this pole and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It was just like so rigid.
You need
to relax.
Like, but you're having fun here.
You're very coordinated. You can play guitar and other things.
Probably.
I just can't relax.
Why can't you relax?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're funny?
I need more drugs.
This is the thing I don't... Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
I've never given you drugs.
No. You need to get to a point when you do enough drugs that you break you, and then you just loose all the time.
go get an alcoholic beverage.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's beer right there.
Yeah. I'll have a beer with you. One beer.
Yeah, I love how
yeah,
you're
me
like,
too.
Go get an alcoholic beverage. And while you're there, can you grab me one?
Yeah. I'll have a beer.
I'm drinking vodka. That's how I'm watching my calories.
Oh, yeah. That would be good. But these are very low-calorie beers. These are your 60-calorie beers. You know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the
60-calorie.
The new beep beers.
I've been a little bit under the weather, and I've been shitting myself for a few days, and I've got to do it again. Imodium.
Have you been taking it?
I stopped for a day, and then I started shitting myself, took it again. All fucking bad. It
so
is.
So you tell me that you're using Imodium like on that much on a regular?
Not normally. I haven't. I've been sick for the last few days. I had like a stomach bug.
Yeah.
And I have been Imodium up for the last couple of days. And my God, it's a wonderful product. Yeah. It is.
I don't know how they're not sponsoring this show. Yeah.
Imodium. I think they were like men landed on the moon. They walked around.
Hey, look over here. It's a rock.
But they didn't plant the flag.
Yeah, but the Imodium is...
Thanks for the beer, Jack. Appreciate it.
The problem is I suffer,
everybody
I
got
suffer
a beer
from hemorrhoids.
I mean,
sometimes Imodium makes my poo too solid. Sometimes Imodium is too effective. Imodium, wonderful product.
What do you mean too effective?
He takes a stool softener to counteract the...
Also,
Imodium.
Another medical thing I want to praise. Okay, whatever it is when you get thrush...
X-ray machines.
When you get thrush, when you get that fucking, that little like smelly dick that you get in the... You call it jock itch in America. Right.
Well, no, jock itch is actually like a fungus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fungus. That's the same as it's the same thing. Okay. Same thing. Same thing as athlete's foot.
Right.
It's the same shit. Right. There's a cream in Britain called you use Lontrum over here.
Lotrimin
is okay because I get that from time to time. A funky dick
and
tenactin.
Yeah. Tough actin, tenactin.
You use Lotrimin on your dick?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they have a Lotrimin not on your dick.
No, you do.
Where your balls meet your leg.
You can use it. Yeah, but you can. It says for jock itch. It says it on the fucking thing.
Right.
It's okay. Canison in Britain is 3 times more effective. Canison will sort you out in 6 hours. Your American stuff isn't powerful enough. This is just what I got to tell you.
Have you tried Lotrimin Ultra?
I didn't know about that.
Well, there's Tenactin and Lotrimin. There's an Lotrimin LF. But yeah, that is something.
Yeah, I thought it was only for feet, but the way that they say it is it can treat athlete's foot and other fungal infections.
No, it's the chromizolol or whatever is the active chemical. Is it chemical?
That's how they make money twice. You have to buy one specific.
Yeah, it's just the one. You can buy a generic brand as well. It's just that one active chemical. But that stuff, what did they do before they invented that stuff? Did we all just walk around with funky dicks for months?
Yeah.
Forever. You're a caveman just walking around with a funky dick.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst. I used to get it as a teenager from playing sports too much. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm not even fucking anyone. And I got a funky dick. I'm not even fucking.
Did you get it to the point when it got on your actual dick?
Yeah, just around the head of me dick a little bit. Yeah.
Really? I never got to that point. Usually it's just
my testes would get a bit, my scrote would get a bit scaly.
Yeah, yeah.
That would never be good.
Red.
Red, scaly, scale. Fucking balls. Anyway, Jack.
I can't get enough of this.
Yeah, this is just guy talk. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you were in the room.
Jack, have you... Jack, you've obviously never had an STD. So the ladies who are out there listening...
It'd be funny if you had. He's had sex once and I've got AIDS.
The lucky one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Is AIDS I got a laughable AIDS thing? And syphilis the first time.
Yeah, I'm the thinnest member of my family.
That would suck because then you get laid once and you can't fuck anymore because you...
Anyway, sorry, I'm a bit sick. So Jack, you never. I was talking about. I've had a wart or two frozen off. You know, that's all I've ever had. But Jack says that he got vaccinated for the HPV virus.
Yeah, I'd have three rounds of shots for it.
Three rounds of shots.
So, is that like a new thing that you only young people are out there?
Yeah, the young people do.
We have that.
Yeah, we're just rocking around. the good thing now is I can fuck young people and go, you probably had that shot. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like it on that level.
We're still like 70s rock and roll.
Yeah. We've still got like a lumpy dick. We're still walking.
Kids don't know shit about partying.
Yeah.
With your clean dicks and rashes.
The only reason they have studded condoms is because of people like me.
Your age, we were scared of AIDS.
When we were young. AIDS, they didn't even know what happened.
Exactly.
We just thought it was a gay thing. We had no idea.
Right.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is if there's any women who want to date Jack, he has a dick you could eat off. There's no STDs in this. He's been vaccinated for HPV, which
a very small meal, probably.
Oh, yeah, no,
happy meal. Shit,
yeah, it's a diet you're having. It's a diet. It's like a baby carrot.
One piece of sashimi.
it's a baby carrot and a side of a macaroni and cheese.
He even give him a side. I don't know if he's getting a side.
No, but the carrot and the macaroni is the head of it.
You could have a Queensland quesadilla, a little piece off of it.
One piece of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Right. One macaroni.
Okay.
One macaroni.
Maybe a little garnish. Make it look good.
Would that be a macaroni?
Macaroni.
A macaroni and cheese.
I think that's the plural of macaroni. Macaroni.
The plural? No, that would be the singular. Because macaroni and cheese is the multiple.
I think macaronis.
Macaronis is.
Macaronez.
Well, macaroni is just the singular pasta. So
hey, we're talking about your dick. Be quiet.
Anyway, so there'd be a cat.
Shut up, we're talking about your dick.
Yeah, to have this meal, your dick has to be erect as well.
Yeah, you got to keep it.
It's got to be an awkward meal. Yeah.
But you can't eat off it, and that's the whole point.
You can't eat off it. What you really want, you want to serve up a dish that doesn't need cutlery.
Yeah, Jack would really appreciate that.
Yeah. What you could serve on your dick is what they call finger food, little finger food.
Yeah, we can use one of those little forks that you like take crab leg meat out from the crab.
Yeah, a toothpick. That way you could get checked for fucking gonorrhea at the same time.
All right, so Jack has a clean dick.
Clean dick. If you want to have a clean dick, go to Jack.
Clean dick, nice guy.
Clean dick, can you hack it, Jack?
Can you hack that?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
But not online.
And if somebody... not online.
Your confidence is oozing through the microphone, by the way.
Also, if someone makes sporting jerseys out there, and please send us, care of the Jim Jeffrey Show, send us a sporting jersey that says clean dick, hack it on the back.
Yeah.
Of what team?
Oh, whatever. What's your favorite team, Jack?
I'll do the Dodgers.
All right, Dodgers. A Dodgers jersey with clean dick on the back. If you own a...
What number you want?
69.
Not 69.
It's too obvious.
Not of course. Don't even act like you've even been there.
Yeah, not of course. Stupid number.
No. Jack will have 99 because he just likes talking to them.
Yeah.
And they're turned away from him.
Yeah. Like talking to the back of their, like talking to the back of their head.
Hey, I noticed you were looking at me over there. I thought maybe we could. Shut up.
Yeah, so you're waiting in line as well.
DMV, crazy, huh?
I love the smell of your hair.
Yeah, so clean dick 99. Someone will make it and send it out.
Yeah, people will send it. That's
oh
what
my
the,
God.
Also, if the Dodgers aren't willing to do it or some of the sporting teams, if you're an owner of a major sporting team and you want to get some press out here, look, if you get your jersey out here first.
Yeah, minor league team somewhere, something like that.
Yeah, the Cucamonga Quakes, give us a clean dick 99.
I know someone from the Portland Pickles.
The Portland Pickles.
That'd be a great team. Portland Pickles, star, clean dick.
Clean dick 99.
Oh God!
And then, the thing is, to explain what the 99 is, it really was in its moment. And then you'll be like, "Oh, it's because I like to talk to women, and the heads are at the same level, but she's turned away, like we're queuing up for something." Jim says queuing. I don't say queuing. I'm sorry. Why did I use that word? It makes me sound more exotic than I should be.
What does it actually mean?
To queue.
Like getting a queue, a line.
To get a line, a queue is a line.
Oh, okay.
Queuing up for something.
Your Australian manager used a term in one of his emails, was shining for. I didn't know what that meant.
What?
Like you were shining to leave on a certain date. Does that mean like wanting to?
Planning?
Maybe plan. I don't know. I've never heard shining used like that.
Yeah, I've never heard him use the word shining. Nor anyone use the word shining. It might be something that Australians do. We just put stupid words in things. You know, I've been having an issue with me whizzle wazzle.
That is very Australian.
Yeah, I was on the Australian TV shows. It was all like, every question was like this. So, Jim, when you come out here, oh, it must be hard living out there with those Yanks and their different sense of humour. And I'm like, it's exactly the same. It's not like there's people listening to this podcast in America right now going, I don't get it. 99. Why is that funny?
Yeah, there's very little things. Australia, even more so than England, there's very few things you have to change in your act.
We watch a lot of American TV. It's no problem. No problem. But even over here, no one ever looked at me and went, what's he talking about?
Yeah.
I've never changed a word. It's not like you ever watched, Austin Powers and went, shag. What does shag mean? You can figure it out by all the other words that are around it.
I think a lot of people were using shag back in the day, too, even in America.
Oh, yeah, back in the
70s. The old lumpy dick days.
Back in the early
90s. Back when we all had our dirty dicks.
In the early 90s when me and Tommy were walking around with our lumpy dicks.
We used to have all these type of words. We used to shag, bang.
Yeah.
We used to bang things.
That's why me and Tommy have the same male pattern baldness. It's because of all the fucking we've done. Imagine if we found out that's what happened. Like years later, they're going, did you fuck three girls in the 1 week? I did. Oh, well, there you go.
That's why you have two owies touching each other at the top of your head.
Yeah, if you fuck a chick to Motley Crue, you lose your hair. Why did anyone tell me?
That's why Jack has great hair.
Mm. Yeah, Jack has great hair.
Well, it's not. You've got a lot of hair. It doesn't
he does have
great.
No HPV, so maybe HPV is linked to hair loss.
He has no HPV, but there is something wrong with his sweat glands. That shirt used to be white. It's an off-pink shirt he's wearing for all you people sitting in your car right now.
Salmon. I think it's salmon.
It is salmon. Why are you wearing a button-down? Why do you own shirts that have short sleeves that aren't like with an Hawaiian pattern on it? Like, you need to have a pattern on your shirt if it's
nothing
that late.
Yeah,
he does have so many of those
with a Dodgers
shirts hat
on and dad/mom jeans that you have on.
I don't know.
I'm not
going
to go to the jeans.
Yeah, let's stand up. Let's see this.
Stand up, look at that.
They're not stand up jeans, and walk on, and walk on the table.
No, they're not
no,
jeans.
Those are not deep.
They're trousers.
Yeah, but you've also got your ID dangling from your...
Always.
From your belt loop. That's not good.
All right, you're teasing him now. He's upset.
No. We're trying to. We're swag coaching.
That's pretty cool.
Jack, don't do that. You'll fall over.
All right, Jack, it's going to happen. Don't worry.
You're not going to hurt yourself. So swag,
we're rooting for you.
So all the swag coaches out there with your fake jobs and your bullshit lives, if ever your fucking suggestion is wear a fedora, just fucking end it, you cunt.
The person that texted me this listens to the podcast, so whoever this guy is.
A swag coach. Who's a fucking swag coach?
Social.
That's such a loser job.
Yeah, such a fucking idiot. But anyway.
And it always comes down to like women like assholes. Stop treating them so much like you want to be with
them. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Everything's just like, a woman likes a confident man. And then they think that confidence is just like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you. I'm not answering the phone. I'm not texting back today.
Since when did ignoring someone become confidence? Oh, he ignored me. What a confident man.
Yeah.
It took him 5 days to text me back. Confidence.
Yeah, that whole 2-day rule, 3-day rule, I don't get it.
Oh, no, fuck that. It works to begin with, but relationships won't last that way. I've had relationships where when the person does that to it, it's fine. It keeps you hungry for a little while.
You're saying after a year together, you have to text them back immediately? Like, you can't wait 5 days?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. But after a while, you're like, this is just dumb now. Stupid.
Yeah.
But anyway, for you, Jack, don't text them back too quick. Try to be a little bit aloof.
Yeah, give it some time.
All right, so we're going to play a game called Texting with Jack. What's the theme song? Do you want to sing a theme song first?
Texting with Jack.
Oh, someone's got a text. Now, it's going to be a role play, Jack. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to be the girl. You can be Jack.
Okay.
All right, okay. I just found this phone on the floor of a strip club. Who is it?
Wait 2 days.
No!
No, hold on, wait. All right, here we go. Wait, hold on a second. Let's sit. Wait.
Wait a minute.
You want your phone back?
The best part is that he's just going to actually text that. Wait 2 days.
Here, should I get one of these things?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
okay, ready?
Go. What are you doing? Oh, I meant to say a text.
Yeah, yeah.
Texting with Jack.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so you met a girl. She came to the show, and after the filming, you did something that I don't approve of. It's a little bit Me Too-y. It's a place of work, but you're like, hey, do you want to hang out after the show? And maybe you can hang out with Tommy, Jim, and Forrest, the Lumpy Brothers. Right?
The Lumpy Dick.
Yeah, you see. And then she's like, sure, I'd like to do that in the future. She gives you the phone number. She leaves. What do you do with the phone number? You got the phone number. This is Tuesday.
I don't know. What do you want?
Do you text her?
Yeah.
How many days do you wait to text her? What are you doing?
Were you about to say, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
I don't know the answer either, but I'm curious, like, what I may do. Yeah. I may text that same night and just be like, hey, it's easier. Just want to make sure you had my number so they know.
Yeah, I would text back. I would text back pretty quickly after a couple of hours later. I go
with your name.
Hey, I just this is my number, so you have it as
well.
Yeah,
exactly. That's how you get in.
I would do that one, mm-hmm. And then you go, and then like I'd text back. Oh, in case you've given your number to 12 guys today, it's Jim. That would be my second one. It was something funny like that.
We met at so and so.
And then if she didn't text back, I'd say, hey, whore, I don't know if you heard me.
And then you were ugly anyway, bitch.
And then
I expect an LOL from that. Hey, in case you go, it's Jim. And then you go, oh, sorry, not enough details. Jim Jeffries, in case you met 7 Jims today. Right? I'm off to the races.
Yeah, then you're in.
And then I'd say, what's your address? And then I'd park out the front of a house.
How much easier is life for these people with the texting than it was when we were kids and the phone number?
Oh, God.
I would actually hope that the answer machine would pick up because I was just nervous and just be like,
I remember mothers.
Put the ball in their court.
I remember just mothers just going, yes, who is this? Who's speaking? Why do you want to talk to my daughter? I don't know, just a chat.
See how she's doing?
Yeah, I remember like the phone being in the hallway and everyone could hear me.
The long cord wrapped around.
Yeah. I did all that shit. Horrible dating.
Hoping someone didn't pick up the line.
I was horrible. Honestly, I got to be honest. When I was young, I had an older brother who was like 1 year older than me. Handsome. Girls loved him. He did really, really well. And I was like, my whole thing was to just be like sarcastic and try and do something different. But I was horrible.
Oh, that was your thing, was it?
Yeah.
You used to be a sarcastic fella.
I used to be really sarcastic and angry. I used to be really angry.
What?
You've changed.
I'm a different guy.
Tommy Two Cents.
I'll tell you something stupid that I did. So there was a girl that I liked at school. I used to get off on the bus, and I pretty much worked out which fucking address she lived at, right?
Why, like, by like slowly following her?
No, because she used to get off of the bus and then I could see like she lived very close. Oh, and yeah, I could see her go into that house.
That's so, what I mean, yeah, yeah.
So I went, all right, that's the address. That's the address, right? And her name was Belinda something or other. I actually know her name, but I don't want to say it because she's probably still alive. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was she would get off the bus and she would get off at this address. And then, so this is how you did it back in the old days. I went home and I went, all right, I got to talk to her. And I got all sucked up. I went to the phone book, found the name of her family, because her family name, it was King, Belinda King. Anyway, so I found the name.
The old-fashioned phone book.
So I found the name King, and then I found, like, that address. I had to go through all the Kings in Sydney, and then I found that address, and then I went, all right, that's where she lives, right? And so I without even asking for a phone number, and having spoken, like, fucking 5 or 6 sentences to her, I was going to get the fucking balls up just to ring this girl up cold and just go, hey, look, I get the bus. I was about 16. I was wondering if you want to go out sometime, et cetera, right? Now that takes balls.
That is balls. That's old school. That's lumpy dick time.
That's old. Yeah. That's how you get a lumpy dick, kids. Right? So what I did.
And a receding hairline.
Yeah, so what I did was I rang up and then she answered, right? And then I bottled it, right? I went, oh God, right? And so I went, hey, is Mr. Johnson there? Like I just panicked. I went, hey, is Mr. Johnson there? And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I think you've got the wrong number. And then I went, Belinda?
Oh man, you made the whole thing awkward.
I went,
oh,
God. I went, is that you? I just rang this number. I'm Jim, I sit on the bus with you. Oh. That's crazy.
And she bought it?
I was trying to ring Mr. Johnson.
There's no way she bought this.
Either that or she thought it was creepy that you knew her voice so well that on a random phone call you're like, Belinda?
Belinda King?
Is that you?
We barely know each other, but I sit next, I watch you from the bus.
What are the odds?
I did out of the millions of number combinations, millions upon millions of number combinations, I luckily rang the girl I had a crush on by accident. Yeah.
You live with Mr. Johnson?
Yeah,
I never told any of the girls I had a crush on that I did. And now, looking back on it, like, it's just so pathetic. It's just like, I would just like walk around, see him in school, and watch them go out with other guys, and like.
Oh, I believe, I believe there's probably something
in it. Fight the guys.
There's probably
not even that. Like, at least tell her he had a shot, but I let her like, you know. I used to
live with a guy, and we used to talk about this all the time, that we decided that hell is when you get to hell, what happens in hell is they line up all the women in front of you that would have fucked you if you just asked. Like girls from high school and college, and went,
but you can't.
No, not that one. No. Ah.
Oh. So what is it for women then?
Here's a row of guys that you could have upset by denying them sex.
Okay.
Kelly, you're a woman, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there's a woman in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's two.
Yeah, Kelly, you're a woman.
Sorry, I tuned out with all like the dick talk.
You lost that lumpy dicks and yeah. Nutrim.
Well, yeah, periods, whatever you like to joke about.
Rosé, periods.
Let's talk about tampons.
We talk about them all the time.
And we got your attention now?
Yep.
I always think, though, like, I'm not a person from the... from the women aren't funny camp. I think there's plenty of funny women. But I was in Vegas and I did see like that fucking, that billboard for Menopause the Musical.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you there's a lot of like women who walk past that like, oh God, that's embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Have you seen it?
That we all want to see it. That you all want to see. It's like if men went to a show called Testicles and what are they up to? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's like.
Or what's it called? Like.
The vagina monologues.
You can't get your dick up. Like you're like, why am I forgetting words?
The impotent journal.
Yeah.
I mean, there are funny things about it, right? Because there's comedy that's observational comedy that people will think it's funny, but it's like women can joke about all these other things.
Yeah,
it's like, why are you doing period
jokes? And it doesn't
jokes?
Have to be in the title.
Right.
Just fucking say, yeah, it's a fucking comedy, whatever. Because as a man, I'm like, I don't want to hear about menopause forever. Anyway.
Is men on pause? Like, you know, it's like things are so bad. Is that is it a play
on
words?
The joke is, men on pause. It's like, I'm done with dating. I'm putting men on pause.
Yeah,
no,
men on pause.
I don't think that's the
or
thing.
Or are you old and you're not ovulating?
I've gone off on a tangent. Kelly, what was the worst situation where a boy asked you out? or did you ever ask a boy out in your teen years?
In my teen years, I didn't really date a whole lot in my teen years because
you were pre texting.
Yeah,
for dating in your teen years.
No, I mean I had guys that I was really really bad at noticing if guys liked me. My mom was like really in tune with that, so she'd be like, "Oh my gosh, he really likes you." And I'd be
like,
"Like
the third guy in the gangbang."
Yeah. Yeah,
he really did. He really
yeah, the
put
first
his mind
two,
into it.
The guy you were blowing, not great, but the guy.
The one in your left hand,
the guy,
he loved you.
The
guy behind
you
had this twinkle in his eye.
Loves you.
Yeah, yeah. The guy with his dick in your ass, and then you're like, which one?
Oh, boy.
Thank you for your vote of confidence.
Because there
was
three dicks. No, you weren't comfortable.
Sure wasn't.
So
you didn't date in high school?
I mean, I dated one guy for the majority of high school. So.
And he's the producer of the show, Scott Zabilsky.
Yeah. That joke kills every time.
Were you good in high? Were you like?
I like how less little confidence. Jim and he goes, no.
I was very popular, but I didn't get laid in high school.
I did okay. I didn't get laid much because Australia that era, it wasn't like everyone was fucking. You know, I lost my virginity at 16, and I was like the only one out of my mates. Yeah,
we're the same age, and it feels the same way because I remember like somebody got pregnant, and it was like,
oh yeah.
Oh, they were like, get them out of here. Like burned at the stake, you know?
Yeah, no, I did all right. I dated a few girls, you know, in school, but a lot of fingering, champion finger back in the day. I feel that's why my hands are a bit
sleepovers.
Arthritic
Remember the big sleepovers?
Now.
The big sleepovers with guys and girls?
No, I never got invited to one of those.
What kind of Jersey shit was that?
Well, that was some prime.
We did that.
That
we did
that
all the
time. That was some prime fingering time when everyone else was sleeping.
Oh, God, that's like
really?
The grossest sentence you've ever
Really?
Prime fingering.
Our HR guy.
I'm
going
to report this to HR. Yeah. On my door now, I have
HR. Prime fingering time. That was so sleazy.
Isn't there a real nice lack?
Isn't this podcast fun when there isn't a pesky show to talk about?
Yeah.
And I don't have to write an outline. Oh, man.
Well, we still have to talk about it. Yeah.
All right. So wait, how old were you when you lost virginity, Kelly?
18.
Fingered? When were you fingered first?
I don't know. Probably 15, 16.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. Respectable ages.
Yeah. Jack, when was the first time you fingered a chick?
22?
20.
And then Jack goes like this, Wednesday.
I have plans.
When your face looks so scared when you just asked that question.
I knew the question was coming.
What about kiss? Kiss
really,
a girl.
Yeah, really rosy.
What about always rosy.
What about when the first kissed a girl?
That was 10th grade.
So 16.
16. Yeah, just about 16.
With
Tom? I was weird. The first time I kissed a girl, I was like 14.
Was that 8th grade or 9th grade or something like that?
7th, 8th, yeah. Right. I was 14, 15, and then like I had sex like pretty soon afterwards. I went from kissing to like 3 weeks later fingering. Like it all progressed very quick.
Gateway drug.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have sex until I was almost 18.
I know I was 14 when I fingered a girl. I can figure it out now. I'll tell you why. There was a game show on Australian TV called Vidiot, and you can research this online. This is a true thing. Not many people know this. Have I mentioned this before on the show?
Vidiot?
I don't think so.
I was on Vidiot, the game show in Australia, and I won several episodes. It was back when my name was Jeffrey.
God, if we can find footage of that, that's another.
My parents
amazing.
Have it on Betamax.
I'll tell you this.
Did you
call Caroline?
I don't remember when I kissed a girl for the first time.
Anyway,
but
I fingered one of the other contestants.
That's what I was going to say. I don't remember the first time I kissed a girl, but I was 7 years old when I was fingered the first time. So
My first kiss was with a girl who was 4 years my senior.
I don't know whether to feel sad for you.
Well, I tell you what happened. So on the first episode of Vidiot, you play against other kids in your school, it's right? Okay. And then as the week goes along, every winner has to play, like the four winners Monday to Thursday play in a final on Friday. Right, okay. And then if you win that, there's quarterfinals, and I made it to the quarterfinals.
What's the game you're playing?
It's just a question answer game about video idiot. It was about fucking music questions and fucking what movie and whatever. You know what I mean? But a buzz in game, right? So anyway, so I win my episode, and then I get to do the one on the Friday where the other contestants were three girls, right? Mm-hmm. Who were from local schools that I didn't know, right? So I had a clean slate with these girls. They didn't know what a fucking nerd I was, right? Now, as you go along, there's random things that you can win. Like I won a coupon of movie tickets where I could go to the movies, like 20 movie tickets. And so I went up to like all the girls individually with their dressing rooms, and I knocked on all their doors. And I went over and went, hey, I've got all these movie tickets and I'm not going to be able to use them all. So maybe you ever wanted to go to a movie with me sometime, that'd be great.
But you got the third girl, right? After the first two?
Nah, I fingered two of them.
At the same?
Not at the same time, separate movies.
Oh, I thought you meant that night when you were offering the tickets.
So wait, did you go to a movie another time?
I can tell you the exact movie I did my first fingering in. Strictly Ballroom.
What?
The movie Strictly Ballroom, the Baz Luhrmann film.
Yeah.
So you can date when this happened. It was still in the cinema in Australia.
I don't know that movie.
Me neither. I've never.
It was the first film of the guy, Baz Luhrmann, who made Moulin Rouge, and he made Australia.
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
It was an Australian ballroom. It's the reason why we have Dancing with the Stars. It's the reason, because then Australia had a TV show called Strictly Come Dancing, which was like celebrities ballroom.
Come Dancing?
Because it was Strictly Ballroom, such a big film in Australia.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a big fucking film. You can. I'm not lying.
You don't know about Come Dancing?
I was more concerned about
it's like river dancing, but stickier. It's like, really.
So anyway, Strictly Ballroom. I fingered a girl in Strictly Ballroom, so that was what I was up to. Where were you?
Fingered somebody?
Sleepover, prime fingering time.
Yeah.
I was at a sleepover.
Strictly Ballroom was 1992.
Yeah.
1992. Oh, God. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I was 15 probably. Yeah, 15. Yeah. If it was early on in the year, I was 14. Yeah, I'm not making it.
Was
up.
Movies?
We had movies in Australia, yeah.
No, I mean, but like, I never really saw movies as a place. Like, if I saw people hooking up in a movie, like, I think it'd be like.
There were just always so many people around. Yeah, it's like, what are you
doing? No, I'd always go to a movie where I didn't think many people would be in there or whatever.
11 a.m.
Make out fucking all day.
I don't think that movie was released in America.
Someone's basement is always a good
one. It was?
A lot of basements.
Maybe eventually, but in theaters, I don't know if it was because I'm looking. But maybe
you know who Baz Luhrmann is, right?
I know who he is. Yeah. I've seen his other movies.
It's a good movie.
I know he is, but I just don't think it was because all the Americans in the room looked at each other like, "The fuck are you talking?" My whole family went to the theaters. Oh, okay. Well, you guys are really.
It's a lavish, fun, sort of slightly avant-garde type of film.
All right.
About a guy who just fucking, he's working class, but he wants to be a ballroom dancer. Leave him alone. What's wrong with that?
All right, Jack. So next time you want to finger someone. Strictly Ballroom.
The next place, if you ever want to finger someone, go watch a movie about ballroom
dancing.
All right,
Jack, I'm giving you a task. This week, watch Strictly Ballroom, come back and give me a full synopsis on the podcast.
Strictly Ballroom. Yeah, well, it was released 1 year later. And then
putting that in the little black book.
Look at him, he has a black
next
book
to his shower
pocket,
thoughts.
Right next to his jokes.
The song to the movie was Love is in the Air.
Yeah, Love is in the Air.
Everywhere you look around.
And Standing in the Rain by John Paul Young.
John Paul Young, I think he's dead now, yeah. Love is in the Air.
Became a top five hit, picking number four.
What
on
year
the
are we talking
show.
About? Are we talking like early
90s? 92.
No.
Came out in the States in 93, it looks like.
Yeah, I would have.
What's the first movie you ever saw in the theater?
There was also a cover version of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time by Mark Williams
Empire
and Terry
Strikes
Morris.
Back.
I think Empire Strikes Back for me, too.
Empire Strikes Back, yeah.
And Return of the Jedi, maybe even though I don't even know.
I saw Return of the Jedi as well. I think Raiders of the Lost Ark. I remember seeing, and I was very young to be watching a film like that.
You do you remember like when you went by yourself with your friends?
I remember my brother used to take me, and we saw a whole like Three Amigos, Uncle Buck, all these films that my brother used to take me into town. And the cinemas in Australia, there was just one. There was you could only go into town to watch the movies. Mm-hmm. There weren't like neighborhood cinemas. You had to go into the city. And I remember it being like fucking. My mum would be like, "Now keep the money we've given you in your sock."
Yeah,
right?
So, to the big city.
Yeah, because we're going to the big city and everyone was trying to mug us. Like, we were fucking children. They thought that adults were going to come and beat us up. So we'd go into a toilet cubicle, me and my brother, and I was like fucking 8 and he was like 12 and we were in the city by ourselves. And then he'd take the money out of the sock and, 2 children, please. Yeah, good times.
Yeah. I saw a movie called No Holds Barred. Remember that? With like Hulk Hogan? Pretty
No Holds Barred?
Yeah, remember that? Remember Zeus?
No.
Yeah, you my
fingering film is a cultural movie from an artist called Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then fucking Jersey Mike here comes on and goes, "No holds bar, Hulk Hogan."
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't do many cultural movies until I moved here to Hollywood.
And what's the most cultural movie you've watched recently?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Jesus.
I remember going to see Life is Beautiful in the cinema and going like just before it was starting. Like
that was good.
It was good. But the guy I was doing, she goes, "It's got subtitles." And I was like, "Fuck." Yeah. Just like, and it was a really good film. But I remember being like super unhappy, like, "No."
Yeah. I think it was the first movie I watched that was like, all right, I guess I could do subtitles. It's not
yeah,
so
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, and then you watch some other foreign film, you're like, they're all shit.
Yep.
Well, like, actually, I think, Forrest, were we talking about Narcos? Because Narcos has subtitles, yeah. and I really, really love that show. And I think a lot of it is because you're forced to put your cell phone down and pay attention because you have to read the subtitles.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's what we're saying.
There is something really cool
My
about
hearing is shit, so I use subtitles for basic stuff, especially people with Australian and English accents.
But if you're watching it in English, you can still catch up on things. Like, with something in a foreign language and you actually have to read it, like, I've enjoyed the show so much because I actually know what the fuck is going on.
Like, Game of Thrones, I have to use it. I don't know.
What yeah. Right to us if you watch the Jim Jeffries show with subtitles. I wonder if anyone does. I don't know what the point would be.
Hashtag.
You're not that bad, though. And plus, you're also talking about very specific things, and there's pictures to help you over your shoulder.
There is pictures to help me over the shoulder. And I do that thing at the beginning where I walk up to the camera and go, this is what you're watching.
Yeah.
Let's light this candle.
Those intros are like, all right, come and watch this.
Guess what I'm going to do today?
Yeah. It is like
if you wait 25 seconds.
I did miss Tuesdays while we were on hiatus. I missed it.
Well, you got to come back this week.
Used to the routine?
Yeah, I don't miss the rest of the week. The rest of the week writing all this stuff and stuff. But I do enjoy Tuesday's a fun day. I get a little adrenaline rush doing it. Mm-hmm. I get to perform during the day. And then I get all fucked up on the alcohol. It's just a fun day.
That's why a little break is good, because it kind of, even for people who work on the staff, it makes you excited.
I was excited.
I was when I came back. I'm like,
beer is my first alcoholic beverage in like 3 weeks. So there you go.
Really? You didn't drink in Hawaii?
I didn't drink in Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little, he was, you were drying out.
I was drying out. I was in the Hawaiian sun.
Reading books?
Yeah, reading books.
Did you ever read a book? He said you're going to read a book.
He was asking for advice. I'm like, how about like something from John Grisham?
What do you mean you couldn't find a book?
I couldn't find a bookstore.
Tom Clancy?
And then what happened was I wanted to download one on my iPad, but then I couldn't remember my iTunes thing, and it's locked me out of iTunes. I can't download apps or
how
anything.
How can you find a book? You just go into any of like the...
Airport.
The airport has a bookstore.
Oh, you can all fuck
every,
off.
Every 50 feet.
I read at work all the time.
Yeah. Not the ads, though. You don't read those. Those
my
are,
bookie.
My bookie. Ad mid-roll. Have I got another ad to do before
nah,
we
Nah, that's nope. it. We're done.
All right, I think we're done. Okay. To anyone who's listened all the way, congratulations. It didn't get better.
This is the people type of stuff that people love. The inside real stories about things that they do.
The peak was talking about Dee Dee, I think. So Dee Dee, you fucking bitch. If you're listening, you shit stirrer. Fucking shit stirrer. What's wrong with you? What's
Fuck
wrong
Dee Dee.
With you?
Fuck you, Dee Dee.
Fuck you, Dee Dee. Fuck you.
Yes, Dee Dee, please email us. JeffreyShowPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you can email us with your big long nails because you think you're all fancy.
She probably likes the royal family a lot. Watches Miss America.
Dee Dee uses hashtags. Mm. You know what I mean? She's all of it. She's like, her birthday's like this. 45 again.
Yeah. 40 and fabulous.
Dee Dee, write to us. JeffreyShow@gmail.com. JeffreyShowPodcast@gmail.com.
Dee Dee's the type of woman that doesn't like her grandchildren to call her grandma.
Right. They're call like, me Dee Dee.
Yeah, call me Mama Dee Dee.
Or Dee Dee, since you're young at heart, you can tweet to us at JeffreyShow.
Yeah, you might
or
be
at Jeffrey Show on Facebook.
You might be mentally young and hot, but I feel like your fucking heart's clogged up with misery, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, if you're listening to us on iTunes, that's great. But you can also listen to us on Stitcher, Google Play,
or
wherever else.
Also, Dee Dee, don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Subscribe, Dee Dee. If you haven't subbed, Dee Dee, you subscribe, and everybody else is subscribed too.
Mum was like this. She goes, I haven't heard from the woman in months and months, and she just rings me up to tell me about all the horrible things that you say. And then my dad's in the background just shit-stirring. He's walking around going, Dee Dee, Dee Dee. Oh, Dee Dee's very unhappy.
Well, I think that's it.
That's it? You have anything to go out with? Podcast information?
You want to promote something, Tommy?
What do you reckon our chances of getting a photo of Dee Dee? Like, do you think Dee Dee will reach out?
I hope so. Yeah, send in a photo, Dee Dee. We'll put it on the wall behind Jim's head.
Yeah, you can become a permanent member. Yeah. You wanted stardom, Dee Dee? You've got it.
You
got
to find her last name. We can find her.
Oh, no, that is her last name.
Jesus, Tommy, that was creepy, too.
Her first name's Dee.
Yeah, last name D. Actually,
yeah, I think we can. I can find a way to get a call in here.
Yeah.
We can call her.
Her name doesn't even have anything to do with Dee Dee. She just likes telling everyone her breast size.
Oh. I just
mentioned
that.
A 70-year-old woman's breast.
Put that in your baby moogie.
Yeah. All right, Dee.
Nothing. I don't have anything to promote. Just at Tommy Caprio, my Twitter.
Well, that's something.
I do have a podcast, a new podcast coming out called The Answer Machine, where people just leave me messages and shit on me for about.
So it sounds like you have stuff to promote.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. What happened to your other podcast?
Oh, the at 8-Ball Sports Show? I still do it. I just did it upstairs before here.
All right.
We talk about sports, and we know a little bit about gambling, too. But anyway, it's called The Answer Machine, and the number is 1-833-266-7667 or 1-833-2-MORONS, and people leave messages, which I think we should have the ability to do here.
And do you vet the messages before you play them?
No, we just play.
Yeah, we should do that. We should make a Google Play number.
Yeah, so
we haven't recorded the episodes yet, but now I have about 40-something messages on there, and most of them are just shitting on us, which is probably the funniest part. And the other are real questions about general things in life.
A few of them are debt collectors.
Let's do that for the next one.
I don't know. We'll
make a Google number.
It's Tommy's idea.
No, that's fine. We're planning on doing that anyway. I'm now the new sheriff in town.
But how do you get their permission to talk? I don't know why we're talking about
this. On the message you leave.
Let's work out the logistics here at the end of the show.
Yeah, on the message if you leave a message here, you realize that you are allowing us to use the information. Anyway, that's all.
Jack, do you have anything to promote? All right, thanks.
I didn't get to promote.
Okay.
No, I have nothing.
You got nothing? You haven't got
you
a show coming
up? You picked up the microphone
up?
For that?
We have another Jim Jeffries writer show at the end of the month.
When's that?
I'll plug it. It's the 29th.
Of what?
September.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I on it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get prepared.
You should have a Jim Jeffries show open mic night for people who've never done comedy before. Not that I'm going to do it, but...
Yeah, that seems like a weird thing.
Why'd you point at me? I'm not fucking doing that.
Would you ever do stand-up, Kelly?
I don't think I have an interest in being on stage now.
I always wanted to, but of course everyone says that. It's on my bucket list.
It's not on mine.
Yeah. You know what's on my bucket list? Getting a bucket.
I don't know, keep the list in there.
My bucket list, I don't have I'm past the age of bucket list now. I just want to like work towards retirement.
Yeah, my bucket list is to stop doing things.
Yeah. My bucket list.
Take a nap.
That's called dying.
Yeah. My bucket list is more television.
Your bucket list is kicking the bucket. That's dying.
Is that why it's called the bucket list?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe.
I saw the movie The Bucket List. I don't remember they say it.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with KFC.
The big bucket.
That's my stripy bucket list.
All right.
All right. I think that's it.
Good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jeselnik, a famous, handsome comedian.
And I'm Greg Rosenthal from the NFL Network.
And we are pleased to announce our new podcast, the Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project, where we talk about sports off-the-field issues, and they are legion.
Two friends, I would even say go as far to say best friends, in vastly different fields of work. I work in football. What do you do?
What about Keep It Short is so foreign to you? All you had to say was subscribe and coming soon. Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project.
Subscribe. Do it.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.